Let's go.
I am sicker than sick with it. Don't listen, just picture it. How vivid this picture is. Me gifted and living this. Yo, gimmicks or images. I spit and deliver it like no one that's living shit. Ay. Straight from the ground, y'all dig. Close to where the groundhogs live. Where the police hound y'all kids. Arresting about long bids. From where they keep the fall, squeeze the fall. Hustle all day in the street so long. If the feds ever decide to come, we all going down on the motherfucking Rico war. I was taught be smart, stay humble. I was taught knee hard, don't fumble. I was taught in this concrete jungle, rumble, young man, rumble. I was taught as hard as they come through. I was taught any problems confront you. I was taught in this concrete jungle, rumble, young man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Andrew Bello. This is the Wrestling World Podcast Network. This is a one shot. So basically, I had a few technical difficulties with Next Level this week. Any of you who may have listened may have noticed that there was some time cut off at the end. Just randomly stopped, went back, looked at it. Unfortunately, technology has failed us. And so I apologize to anybody who was left hanging. And I feel like I owe you guys a little something. So here's my one shot, early Royal Rumble edition. So basically what I did here is I broke down like the 20 most likely people to win the Rumble. I went online, I looked at like the Paddy Power odds, and then I broke down that mixed with what I think is like a feasible option as far as main eventers for WrestleMania and things of the like. Also, what my prediction for what they should do with the Royal Rumble and the Women's Royal Rumble, because I think that was cut off from my episode of Next Level this week. So here it goes, guys. So I went with the most likely people to win the Rumble. I have John Cena, and a lot of this is very much in line with the Paddy Power odds. I just kind of flipped around a few things. So John Cena and Roman Reigns are 1 and 2 respectively on the Paddy Power odds. I left that there. Shinsuke Nakamura at 11-4. I have him there as well at number 3. Number 4. And this is where I start kind of switching things around a little bit. Number 4, Braun Strowman. And I think those are your 4 as of right now, as far as who is realistically going to win this Royal Rumble. I think it's John Cena, Roman Reigns, Shinsuke Nakamura, or Braun Strowman. Going with that. The next tier down, I go with Samoa Joe, then Finn Balor, then AJ Styles. Because whoever AJ is going to wrestle at the Rumble could very well win. There's going to presumably be 2 title matches at the Rumble, and we can rest assured Brock Lesnar will not be losing his. So, if there's going to be a title switch, it's going to be in that match, which is going to put AJ Styles in the Rumble, in all likelihood, with a chance to win it and get his rematch at WrestleMania. Like I said, the second tier starts Samoa Joe, Balor, AJ Styles. From there, Kevin Owens, Rusev. Don't sleep on Rusev, folks. Do not sleep on Rusev. And number 10, I put Seth Rollins here. Because with Ambrose being legitimately hurt, you're going to need to do something with Seth. Presumably Roman is not going to be winning this Rumble. Maybe you start with the injuries that have occurred with the Shield thing. Maybe you just put it to, you know, we end it and Seth Rollins eliminates Roman Reigns to win the Rumble, making him the biggest tweener in the history of the world, because that's such a heel dickish move for him to turn on the Shield again, but everyone would love it because it means Roman Reigns isn't winning the Rumble. So I put him there. That's your top 10. Again, I'm going to run through it real quick. John Cena, Roman Reigns, Shinsuke Nakamura, Braun Strowman, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Rusev, and Seth Rollins. Those are your top 10 most likely to win the Rumble, in my opinion. From there, I do have a list of kind of like oddballs. That seems to be my next tier. So this is not really in any particular order, but the next likely people would be Shane McMahon, Triple H, The Miz, Daniel Bryan, and Kenny Omega. It's possible, right? It's not entirely out of the realm of possibilities, to the best of my recollection. And then that's more or less it. I kind of got a couple other names here. Matt Hardy, Big E, Dolph Ziggler. God help me if it's Dolph Ziggler. I'm going to break all the things. Cesaro, if Sheamus is going to be missing a lot of time, because he is working hurt. So we'll see if he continues to work hurt. God forbid he should, you know, I don't want him to get any further injured, but maybe he should take some time off to prevent such a thing. And then you got Jason Jordan and Kurt Angle, who one of them One of them is always involved in some major segment on Raw. Kurt Angle's now sort of player coach, general manager, sometimes wrestler. We could rest assured Kurt Angle is going to be having a match at WrestleMania. Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar. It's not entirely out of the realm of possibilities. I think we've seen that before. It was pretty good, to the best of my recollection. So that's my Rumble kind of breakdown. This is early predictions. This will shift, and you will be able to catch up any updates on this on the Next Level Wrestling Podcast right here on the Wrestling World Podcast Network. Now, what should happen? And mind you, I came up with this spectacular idea, which is kind of the reason I sat down to really do this one shot, is that I got this idea, and rather than let it stew, I'm getting it out to the masses before I pull back on it. Who should win this Royal Rumble? Granted, this prediction, this suggestion, really more than anything, resides in a world or a run of the multiverses in which Roman Reigns is not facing Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. So yes, take this with an entire ocean's worth of salt, because basically we all know Roman's fighting Brock at WrestleMania. We know that, like, almost for a fact. If I could bet on it, I would. I'm sure I can, and I might if I could find a way to do that legally, of course. But I can't like live in a world where from now until WrestleMania I'm just like, okay, it's gonna be Roman and Brock, because I need to at least have some hope that they might change course. And here's the best possible way to do it. And I swear to God, folks, as I will do to you now, if I sat down in front of Vince McMahon right now, I could sell him this idea. So somebody make this happen, if that's possible. The winner of the 2018 Royal Rumble match should be, wait for it, Dave Bautista. I know, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? We've seen that. We just saw that. We saw that 4 years ago now. Why would we do this all over again? Here's why. It's because we didn't really do it 4 years ago. So let's go back to 2013, 2014. We're headed into WrestleMania 30. We're doing the Daniel Bryan build. All the smart marks finally got their way. The crowd managed to push back against the machine and make it bend to its will. And we got Daniel Bryan triumphant at WrestleMania, holding both titles in the air. And a Jag Finda sign in front of him. For those of you who get that reference, bravo. But Daniel Bryan wins. Everybody's happy, right? Well, not necessarily. Because at that time, Dave Bautista won the Rumble and was set to win the world title. And while that doesn't sound so great to the fans, really, I mean, most of us would not have liked that as fans or even as marks, you know, like as smart marks or marks. On neither level does that appeal to most of us. But Dave Bautista walking around with two championship belts on the red carpet of Guardians of the Galaxy makes so much more money for WWE. If you got Dave Bautista walking around with these belts, everyone's taking pictures. Who's this relative newcomer to the big movie scene? He's some old wrestler. He's still a wrestler. Like, this guy's like The Rock, and it builds Dave's brand, and it builds the WWE's brand, especially once people saw Guardians of the Galaxy and fell in love with Drax and Dave. And now you have a worldwide figure, a globally known person, is walking around with your belts on red carpets, on media tours. Drax the Destroyer holding this belt memes all over the place. Like, that would have been the big money shot, for lack of a better term, for WWE. And we got Daniel Bryan, and they made a bunch of money off of that. Don't get me wrong. But the residual money that would have been, that you get more advertisers, you get like the big money, not merch sales money, not even ticket sale money, cable deals, advertising, partnerships outside it for other projects, movie deals, like with the WWE films. Now, all of a sudden, maybe people are looking to invest into that because they're looking for the next Dave Bautista, and they think maybe he could be amongst this new crop of wrestlers that are kind of doing movies, kind of not doing movies, kind of doing wrestling. Cough, cough, The Miz. But Dave Bautista winning the Royal Rumble and then winning the Universal title and then walking onto the red carpet of Marvel's Infinity War in May is money. Point blank period. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like Dave Batista for that matter. You don't have to like that another old guy is taking the title. You don't have to like that, you know, that they couldn't, that they took it away from Roman, whatever the case may be. Dave Batista walking with the Universal title on the red carpet of Infinity War equals millions upon millions upon millions of dollars for WWE Incorporated. And I always like to look at wrestling through what I like to call the three sets of eyes. Not the three eyes like Kurt Angle, but three eyes, E-Y-E-S. I look at it through how I try to watch wrestling, how 8-year-old Bello would have watched wrestling, how 30, now almost 31-year-old Bello watches wrestling knowing what I know, and then, you know, knowing it's fake. Like, an 8-year-old Bello didn't know. Now I know, and I know all this backstage stuff because I read all the sheets and all that kind of thing. And then there's C, corporate Bello. How would you know, CEO or COO, the Andrew Bello, make these decisions in booking in relation to the grand scheme of the company? So that third Bello, corporate Bello, is very, very happy. Because corporate Bello's got a bunch of stocks in WWE, and while it's already been on an unprecedented rise recently, by the way, they're making silly, silly money these days, as shitty as the product may be on television. WWE getting global exposure with Infinity War, to attach that belt in any way, shape, or form to the Marvel Universe is money. It might even be billions of dollars, but it will be a lot of money, and again, we might not like that WWE went with the old guy or you know, didn't go with the young guy or wasted Brock Lesnar all on this. No, that's going to be way more money you're going to make than Roman Reigns beating him. Even if you think Roman Reigns could be a John Cena level guy moving forward and you could get another 10 years of him being on top and this is his crowning achievement to really push him into that, that's still not going to really, all the ticket sales and all the merch money of the world doesn't get you into that upper echelon of entertainment that the Marvel Universe is in, that the Star Wars Universe is in, that you know, like Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, Walking Dead. WWE needs to try to get up in there, because that's some real estate that they should be occupying. Frankly, this is all fantasy, it's all acting, you know, it's all drama, it's all comedy, it's all these things. It's all these things that all these other things are. And they're making way more money doing it. To bring WWE and MCU and Drax the Destroyer as the WWE champion, and that's what they should do. And so that said, I've rambled on that for too long. I will go on to the Women's Royal Rumble. Straight up, I think Ronda Rousey's winning. I think this was entirely contingent upon whether or not Ronda would be ready for this. Supposedly there's like a movie thing going on. It's like a one-off. She doesn't even need to be on Raw the next night. Like Ronda coming in, doing the Rumble, and then having 2 months to figure out who her opponent is going to be and choreograph a match with them. It's totally likely. She's not going to wrestle a lot, even when she comes in. If she comes in, you know, she's going to be a special attraction. They could give her time to build a match with that particular opponent and make herself look really good, and her opponent as good as she can look, despite the fact that she's about to get murdered. I think Ronda wins. Comes in at 20 or 30 or whatever they do. Ronda goes over. She clears house. She clears out, like, the whole party of people. Just all of them. Like, there's like 5-6 women in the ring. Maybe all the Four Horsewomen are in the ring. The WWE Four Horsewomen. Ronda's music hits, or Ronda, whatever music hits. And all of a sudden it says Ronda Rousey across the screen. People will lose their minds. And again, I think you got 2 months plus to get her from January, late January to early April. She's wrestling Charlotte. She's wrestling Asuka. She's wrestling Alexa Bliss. Whatever the case may be, she's got 2 months to come up with a 10-minute match that they could pull off and that she can execute smoothly without killing somebody. I don't think that's outside of the realm of possibilities. She's an athlete. She's a, you know, a very, very high-grade athlete. She's got some judo background. She's more than some judo background. She's, you know, a judo master in some respects, most certainly compared to me. I know nothing about judo. But, you know, she does have the little bit of, she's got the MMA background. That's a pretty smooth transition into the world of wrestling. It's just a matter of whether or not she could pull up and not hurt people I think that's going to be the biggest thing for her. And once she gets that, Ronda Rousey, folks. We got another Brock. We got Chick Brock. Chick Lesnar. Yeah, all right. I could see that happening. Anyway, this has been my ramblings in relations to early Royal Rumble predictions. It's not that early. We got like a month out, but we're obviously going to do a prediction show. And we're going to be talking about it here on the Red Zone, on the Blue Zone, on Next Level, maybe even on the Josh and Hayes show, covering TNA-ish every week. Also, you know, all the other wonderful shows here, Pure Risu History, Strong Style Central, Hour of Honor, when Gerald Cooper is able to grace us with an episode every so often, keeping us up on Ring of Honor goings on. No Fly Zone, right here on the Wrestling World Podcast Network. Once again, this has been The Andrew Bello. Thank you for joining me. And may we all cross our fingers and hope that Drax the Destroyer wins the Royal Rumble for all the reasons I've laid out for you now. If you've made it this far, you're a brave, brave soul. Find me on Twitter at WWPNBello. Find us on Twitter at TheWWPN. And find us online, TheWWPN.com and YouTube.com/, you guessed it, the WWPN. Talk to you next time, guys. Peace.
Smart went crazy, truth went trendy. The story got lazy, so I rewrote the ending. Manipulated the entry, more user friendly. Now a city full of pain pills and tattoos defend me. I waver from the dead to the half dead. Grace face twin fan base in the crackhead. Sunset sailboat set course for hell. A cross and a hammer, but you'll have to get some nails. Take credit for anything embedded in the edit, as long as you meant it when you said it. And all of the kids laugh when you admit that it might have been witchcraft that made my news fit bad. Well, I'ma act like I don't give a make love. Take what I got to teach everyone to break stuff. I'ma act like there's poison in the pancakes and amputate the one that wasn't loyal with the handshakes. Proud to know ya, Minnesota missile never so coke, and I never had to hold the pistol. Simple and simple, but set the freak show loose on the nipple. Watch your whole ripple. It's why we battle, it's why we travel, it's why the mascot thinks that I'm an app. We made the team without putting on a uniform. Smart went nuts and rode a unicorn through the storm.
Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, where did you go now?
Smart went crazy, kissed Miss Daisy. Loved you and every day was Christmas, baby. Maybe we can take it back to the way we were still on some what have you done for me lately. No gravy if the base is pork face. Door gates ate my big little brother's court case. Poor taste, got passed off as gourmet. This beer is foreplay, we'll meet up at your place. I sting like a first divorce. All them first Newports, whatever hurts you more. You're headed for self-destruction. Been there, did that, kicked back with the wrong angel to f*** with. Carve my charm into your arms. Around, unravel this tall ball of yarn. Snuck round back to disarm the alarm. From the plantation to the reservation to the farms. And nobody knows where you'll end up. Only guarantee in life is death or a hit. Yeah, you thought it was a setup, well guess what? Now you can catch up with the rest of my best of. I got a few blocks left before I reach my destination and retrieve my breath. And God blessed every step I stole, just to let me know she wouldn't ever let me go.
Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, where did you go? Now Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy. Where I'm going, but I'll end up in your arms. Smart went crazy, the rubber band went